Blog Talk Radio.
Because of the lion shall break every chain.
The earth is divided into north, south, east, and western hemisphere.
all the hemispheres and their gods and their belief systems and their families have came to the West right now. The Western Hemisphere, the people in the Western Hemisphere believed in Haya. This is the land of Haya, just like Richard Pryor say, you on Mr. Gilmore's property, and Mr. Gilmore would kill. Well, you done landed on Mr. Haya's property, and he is going to judge you and kill you with the four elements. That's how he killed you, with the four elements. That's the only way he kill you, with disobedience, until you understand. But you first had to understand who Haya is. So the only people that you can, that came over here from the east to the west that understood Haya in the east was the people that you call the Jews, which their name is Ashkenazi. And they wrote a story of their brothers, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, in the east. The oldest civilization that the people of the east had, according to the Jews, Josephus and Homer the Greek, we're going to be studying with those two scholars of these nations of people who they say is the greatest scholar in their nation of people, because their nation of people is the one-third that we are talking about. It is the what we call white people, the people that two-thirds of the people, people of color, one-third is that of what is an albino, is what they, well, what we name them, and that's what the people of color name these, the albinos. So these are the people that don't have melanin, and these are known today's society as the Germanic race of people, the eyes of the Gentile. Their brother Ashkenazi, who we call the Jew, wrote their history. And Ashkenazi, when we ask Ashkenazi where he got his history from, he'll tell you his belief and his way of life. He'll say the oldest civilization that the people of the East had is Sumer. The people was called Sumerians and Anunnakis. The Jews say that they got their way of life from the ancient Ashkenazi. This is the esoteric knowledge that the Ashkenazi nation of people keeps a secret. We're dealing with esoteric knowledge and exoteric knowledge. My study is strictly esoteric knowledge. It is the knowledge that is for the initiate. This is the knowledge. Each nation of people have esoteric and exoteric. Exoteric is taught to you in the school system. That's what you have your doctor's degree with a summa cum laude and a magna cum laude and a cum laude in. It is esoteric knowledge. It is the knowledge that the people that organize the nation of people, we'll find out all that about, want you to know. The hidden knowledge of all the knowledge of the nation of people is hid into what is known today as secret societies. And we are going to be studying with a group of people. We're going to be studying the history of Magog, who is Great Britain and America as we speak. And when we go through this study, we'll make us a outline. And I outline, ask the question, who is Magog? Magog was originally the Angles, the Jutes, and the Saxons. I'm going to say it real slow. Angels, Jutes, and Saxons. So you can write this down. Don't believe a damn thing I say. Just do the research if you're interested in. The Angels, the Jutes, and the Saxons, these are the ones that you study the history of. This is Magog as we speak. Magog, how does a nation, we ask ourselves, start a nation of people? First thing that the nation get is a god, is language. The next thing is a god. The next thing is a government. The next thing is a system. The system has signs, symbols, and numbers, and a belief system. The belief system of Magog is that of Helaism, in that they have esoteric knowledge, which is the Sophites' knowledge, the knowledge of the ancient Sophites. the esoteric knowledge that's in that nation of people is called the Ophidite Mysteries of the Ancient Serpent Lodge of the Three Sixes. Their sign is the eagle, the compass, and the square. They have oracles with it, known as the Elysian Field Oracles, and their sign is the serpent with the tail in the mouth. The signs and symbols is called the alphabets. Only language read from left to right. The calendar and the feasts and holidays come out of ancient Babylon Serpent Lodge, where the Serpent Lodge began. It was called the forbidden knowledge by the Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic monks operated under their exoteric knowledge, this hidden system that caused a break in the church, and these people broke away from the Roman Catholic Church, called themselves Catholics. The Catholics call it the forbidden language and the forbidden knowledge. And for 350 years, the language and the knowledge was forbidden. In 1523, William Shakespeare Tilney, also known as Francis Bacon, sat down and penned a book and with this language and this knowledge of left to right and called it Ingle, which was Slavic and Teutonic. He renamed it. In 1881, it became the national language, God of that language of the Americans, under the great seal of the United States of America. The Catholic Church called them in 1881 the Antichrist because of their doctrines, which is called the Nicolaitan Doctrine, which you find at Revelation 2 and 16. The Christians of the Western churches have become a class of men to a new and wicked religion, wrote the Catholic Roman historic at C70 and also at C140, based on a New Testament called Paulinian Christians. The God of Christians was Jesus Krishna, not Jesus Christ. And they damn you, a wicked nation of people, after you did this to them. Now, when we go and study the language, we go back to the language, the alphabet is known as the alphabet. Black languages of the tribes is called Olivates. Now, let's first find out who these people are. So what we do is go into the 10th chapter of Genesis, and we're going to read and get a good understanding. We're going to take some time with this lecture, Brother Drew. And are you there, Brother Drew? Brother Drew. Brother Drew.
Yeah, go ahead, Brother Wall.
Okay, let me know who is there. And Drew, stop me 10 minutes ahead before time is out, because it looked like I had dropped the call, but stop me 10 minutes in case somebody want to call in. They've been getting on my case about that. Okay.
All right.
Now, we read in the 10th chapter of Genesis. Now, there are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and unto them sons was born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, this is white people, Gomer and Magog, Mandris, Japhan, Tubal, Michel, and Tyrus. And the sons of Gomer, this is the key right here. It's Ashkenazi and Rebekah and Togmah. These are the people that you call the Jews in today's society. And then it tells you about this. The sons of Javan and all of those people, you trace the history of each one of these children is in existence, thanks to the Jews. But there, by these, were the isles of the Gentiles. And this is the key point, divided in their lands, everyone, after his tongue, that means language, after their families, that means there are clans, because they had clans and not tribes, in their nations, meaning they had their own nation. Wasn't no black folks up there. They had once been black, but they had been changed over, and the Jews tell how they made the changeover. We done already talked about the changeover, but we done got an understanding of who they are, because we have to identify these people according to what the Jews say. Now we got gravy. We know that these people have, each nation of people have their own tongue and their own nation. Now, if you are Semitic or Hamitic, meaning if you people of color that was over there in the East, and all people of color in the East, you was a Hamite or a Shemite, meaning that you was people of color. Only these people right here, these one-third people here, were white. Something happened to them in the Caucasus Mountains, and the Jews tell the story of what happened to them in the Caucasus Mountains, and they also tell the story of how they beat the curse that their brothers is up under right now. The Jews say they beat the curse because they stayed in the ways of Yahwehism. And this is what they write in the story. They tell you that at Psalm 68 and 4, that the God of heaven was Yah. You had to understand the translation. In the Torah, it's different. It says that the Father is Yah that's on earth. And so how we can tell who these wicked people are, the Jews left us a good understanding of what to look for. So when we look for and trace the history of that, we'll come back and we'll find out that Magog, Gog and Tubal, go in the book of Ezekiel, the book of Revelation, and they're the most wickedest people on the earth. So can we prove that today? Yes, we can. First, we go in and find out angels, Jews, and Saxons, a brief history of them. The angels, which you worship in the churches, up under the Hellenism system, was a tribe of people that lived in what is known as Great Britain right now. The Jutes and the Saxons, this is Great Britain. This is the people of the Britain. You go trace their history. The Jutes, the angels, conquered the Jutes and intermarried with them. This is what you have to know about the word Germanic, meaning that they conquered their brothers and sisters. The children, the Germanic race of people is the children of sisters and brothers, uncles, cousins. You know, that's what makes them a Germanic race of people. All but the Jews. The Jews did not mix his seed with no nation of people because that was the ways of Yah. Y'all say don't mix your seed with nobody, meaning don't have children. If you conquer them, kill all of them. That was the ways of Yah. The angels conquered the Jutes, and the Jutes was the most civilized, according to Josephus, of all of these tribes that was here in Great Britain. But they got conquered, and the way the angels did it, which was supposed to be the most beautiful people of these tribes of people, with blonde hair, 6 foot, very beautiful. The Pope, Leonardo, the Pope of the 12th century, saw one on the slave block and asked what tribe that he had came from. This Roman Pope, he said, these are the angels, and he was talking about how beautiful these angels was, this race of people called the angels. This was supposed to be the most beautiful race of people of all the white race of people. This is what Hitler tried to breed, that purebred of the angels, which became significant in the church as a being, evangelic being of the church. It was given honor to this tribe of people. That's how it got into the church. The Jutes was conquering. Well, the way they conquered, the boys that was 12 years old lived, and all the females they kept, and all male over 12 years old, the angels killed them and annihilated them. And they mixed their seed. After 275 years, the Saxons, the most heathen of all of these races, Josephus said, the most ignorant, the most pagan, barbaric, cannibal, uncivilized was the Saxons. And their belief systems were that of the ancient Celt cult. And they conquered the angels, and after they conquered the angels, they did the same thing the angels had did to the Jews. And this was one of the belief of them, so the other one couldn't come back and gain power, and they became Anglo-Saxon. The Anglo-Saxon came to the Western Hemisphere in 1555 with 175 slaves on a ship called Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist. The captain was John Wesley Hopkins when he was a Presbyterian minister, John Wesley Hawkins when he was a slave. Well, this is in your history books. This is where we're going. Documentation beats bullshit-ass conversation. So let's go back and see what the Jews said about these slaves that came over here in 1555. To do that, we'll go to Genesis 15, chapter of Genesis. Sir?
Oh, I thought you said that. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I say stop me 10 minutes before the time is over with. We'll go to Genesis, the 15th chapter of Genesis, and we will see the 12th verse. It says, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abraham, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. He's dreaming now. He's having a dream. And he said to Abraham, know of a surety that the seed shall be ever a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years, and also that nation whom thou shalt serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great sustenance, and they shall go to their father in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Key word, they shall go to their fathers, who they believe in Yah, the Father, Abba Yah, which you can read Psalm 68 and 4 and 5, and see where Yah is not a God, he's your father, or the fatherless. This was our belief. We didn't believe in gods. Gods came from the east to the west. We didn't believe in no God. You're in high Yah country. High Yah said no gods before, and the Jews told you that when you broke away into this ancient pagan religion of Magog and start serving and worshiping these. These slaves, as we speak today, call themselves African American. And the story of the Bible is told about these people. But you have to go through all this rigmarole to get the African American to understand that who his white daddy is that he's holding on to and don't want to depart from. And I told Dwayne Carraway yesterday, I went to a program on Heaven 97 with Dwayne Carraway, and they were just arguing and fussing over this home the school, new school system. I told him that, I told him on the radio that you wouldn't have to be arguing like this if you African Americans would do like Louis Farrakhan and Ben Amin did, become a nation of your own and have your own school system like Ben Amin and the Nation of Islam do. They don't have all that squabbling and arguing about what white folks' rules is and what white folks did this and white folks is here and I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. They don't have that conversation. Well, the Bible told you to come out of her, my people. The Jews told you to get your ass out of these people, his brothers, Magog, Gog, and Tubal. But we have to go through all of this to let you know that you're being held captured over here. The book is wrote about you. The Bible said that this nation of people, this African-American, that he was suffering from the curse of Ham. Well, let's see. Ham is a black man, and the curse was, where you could identify this nation of people, the curse was that if I asked this African-American what his name was, he would tell you that he was a white man. He would tell you also that he was a black Gentile. This is just how he'd been genocided. This is how the Bible said that he had been genocided. Well, is this a fact? Well, hell yeah, it's a fact today that if I ask an African-American their name, they would tell me that. And they don't know what happened in 1870, the reason they got this name from their white daddy. Well, the Jews told you that these people was the devil. Everything about them was the devil. Their language, the God that they was up under, the government they was up under, and the whole system. That's why the Jews don't mess with the education system of his brother, but he live over here. And so if you talking about Jesus was a Jew, you better understand Judaism and understand the Jew. My grandpa, my great-great-grandpa, and I'm black, but my great-great-grandpa was a white Jew. So I got his DNA in me, and I'm coming to tell you the message. So I'm telling you that you had to understand Judaism before you can understand what's going on to you, and you don't want to do this. Some of you will come out, BJ, only a few, though. According to the Bible, only a few. And you have seen that mass exodus of the black nation of people, these children, these African-Americans. They went with Ben Amin. They went with Farrakhan. That mass exodus was between 1932 and 1974. You also seen a lot of people start understanding what Marcus Garvey was saying, and the Garveyites, and all of those people. And then Malcolm X, some people understood what the 5%ers were saying, and they came out. These were small groups. But the huge group was Ben Amin and the Nation of Islam at one time. These people have already came out from up under Magog, Gog, and Tubal's rule. So when we study with the Jews will tell us the system that they use. We know for a fact that when we start at the belief system up under the Great Seal of the United States of America, which is the Eye and the Pyramid, we're going into secret societies of the Masonic Order that believes in the Eye and the Pyramid and the ego. We can trace the history of the ego for 4,000 years, starting with Macedonia, with Alexander the Great, and the belief system of the people of hell. We start our history, according to Joe Caesar's, with the people of hell. And the Greek I use, according to Josephus, changed these people's name to Greeks. But they were actually the people of hell. And today we can go up and find Hellism, Hell's been full. All we have to do is go look in up the history of the people of hell. They still living over there. Where they've been living for real, the ill people, the ancient ones, still live over there with their customs, but they have been mixed with other tribes. That's what makes them the Germanic race of people. they've been mixed with other tribes up, and we have to bring it up fast forward to today's society. And in today's society, we have to understand that May the 1st, 1776, that the Anglo-Saxon changed his name to American. But the system and everything is the same today. All the things. Now let's go back to the language. The language that we speak is not English. Although somebody told us a lie, and we believe the lie that we speak English, and that the people in Great Britain speak the proper English, and you speak a slang language, which white folks dubbed in 1881 and called it modern-day English. So you as an African-American believe that you are speaking English. If I ask you, what are we speaking? It's English. But if I go ask your white daddy what he's speaking, he'll say English, and it's Slavic and Teutonic. That's what I go ask your white daddy that's off into esoteric knowledge, because he done taught you in the school system exoteric knowledge. So you had to know, instead of being a believer, you had to know what this white boy said. Well, your Bible that you say you believe in tells you, "If it not your oppressor, choose none of his ways." Well, Proverbs 3 and verse 31 has got 9 words in it. "If it not your oppressor, choose none of his ways." When I ask you what your name is, that's all I have to do. Then you should ask yourself, why am I named this? Whose ways I'm in? What education I got? Because the Bible clearly tells you that you're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Well, when you're born in sin, automatic common sense should tell you that what you learn from your mama and daddy is not the truth, and it ain't the way of a black person. It is the ways of your oppressor, which has named himself, when 72 bald head, white wig wearing, old gray molded, decrepit ass white boys sit down at a table and said that they was the Republic of America. You was on the plantation, and most of the indigenous people of the West was on what they call reservations, all but the Creek Nation that lived over here. We never signed a peace treaty with the white man. The Algonquin who lived on the West Coast, on the East Coast, signed the peace treaty. We're along with the help of a Creek Nation of people called a Choctaw, helped the Anglo-Saxon conquer this country over here. That's who the present-day Anglo-Saxon got established. You go study the French and Indian War and all of that, because the French was over here first. But we're talking about this Anglo-Saxon. We're talking about who the Jews call Magog, this brother right here. We're talking about him. We're talking about his history. The Jews say that they would be up under the, how to recognize this devil, they be up under the system of Hellenism, and they would be up under the serpent lodge of the three sixes. The Bible tell you about don't go in the ways of the people of the three sixes, meaning that if you ran into a nation of people that used this, the Jews was giving you a clue that it took you to now to read, don't go in the ways of the people of three sixes. Well, this is your white daddy. Because how you know this? Well, three sixes is made, the only way that you can make the number six is first you had to know how, what system did they use to make their signs, symbols, and numbers? The system that they used to make their signs, symbols, and numbers was a compass and a square. This is how they make, this is how you know that the letter A in esoteric knowledge equals 6. the male is B, equal to 12. So you see that each number has a numbering system of your alphabet. It carries a number with it. You are not taught this in no public school. You have to be a Mason to get this. And you have to be a high ranking one at that. You can't get it in the minor lodges. You got to be in the free and accepted lodge. You have to get yours in the ancient lodge. There's two kinds of Mason, ancient and free and accepted. What you're dealing with is the free accepted. The ancient is only the Jews. And he ain't give it to the Scottish Rite. You can't get in this lodge. So you have to understand that the Jews don't let his brothers in anything with him. The only reason that he mixed his seed with that they came up with the conclusion to tame him down and try to civilize him, they had to mix their seed with him. But they tell you clearly that they mixed their seed with them in the protocol of the learned elders of Zion only for one reason, to try to get this white boy down to it, what, to calm his spirit down because he had, or who he had bred it with, the Anunnakis. He had bred it with that people, that race of people. And according to the Jews, they told the story of the Anunnakis and where they come from, and they believed they was against the ways of Yah. If you go, we studying with the Jews, what they saying. We're studying the esoteric knowledge. I'm just sharing the information that I've gotten with over a period of years. The Jews say that how we tell about this number six. Okay,
we're
the compass in the square. Okay, the number six. If someone want to call in, ask a question, call in. We're opening the lines up. All you have to do is press 1, I think, Brother Drew. Ain't that it? You get in. Okay, I'm
right.
Going to continue. So how we can tell that these people is up under the Serpent Lodge is that they would say that 3 sixes equal to 18. 1 and 8 equal to 9. And if you add this together, you get 24. And that equal to 6. Now, the Hebrews and the Muslims, their number is 19. You are the fifth number. You are not the sixth number. The number of 6 is that of a man and a beast, which is a human being. The number 5 is that of a supreme being, which is a being that is made out of the 4 elements. And him walking around, he became the 5th element. The number 6 is that of a man and a beast. That's what is taught in the Obadite Lodge. That's how you break down the difference in the numbering system. Each nation of people have their own numbering system that stand. That's the reason we can find out that these Anglo-Saxons who renamed themselves America in 1881, what they did, and why you got the 1881 King James Version of the Bible and don't use the 1611, because they clearly tell you in the 1611 that his name was Jesus Krishna. But if you get into the 1881, it'll tell you his name is Jesus Christ, and you're a Paulinian Christian up under the ancient Serpent Lodge. This is how we bust you. You see, the Jews tell us how you bust you. Now, if we add 19 and 5 together, that's 25, and 2 and 5 equal to 7. That means that you would be, 7 is the number perfect. The number 6 is upside down. And see, the number 19 equals to 10. If you speak Yah's language, the language that the original people spoke at one time before the language got confused when white folks got here, then you would know that 1 and 9 equal to 10, and the 10th is Amun-Yah, and Abinyah, that's the number of Yah. And it's in a similar form most of the time. That's the highest form that is in, because we believe in the 12 laws of nature. Now, when we get this number six, a six is an upside down line nine, meaning that it's a perpendicular line of Cyprus, upside down, and it's on the right, the bottom right. The number 10 is you have a Cyprus and a perpendicular line. It's separated. One is 360 degrees, and the other one is 90 degrees. And if you put the head, which is 360 degrees, on top of this 90 degrees, you got what? You got a human being. So all the time, the way you know that you're in the wrong education, in the wrong government, in the wrong school of thoughts is they were always equal to nine. Now, it's something about the nine, and nine never change. And if you add up the sixes, it always equal to nine. It always equal to nine. I don't care how it goes. We done already did that. So we don't have to go back through that knowledge. But this is how you know that who believes. Now, at 6 years old and at 3 years old now, you go to this public school system, and now you got a crisis in the black community that your kid is not being educated in his system. You got a crisis now. Well, that's good that you got a crisis, because when a crisis exists, that means that people will step up and do other things and home training your people, your children, and home training them, your children, to exist in this community and this nation of people should be done strictly at home and not with the help of white people. If you are educated by the schools of the Nation of Islam or Ben Amin or the Five Percenters or anybody other than the white boys' school of thoughts, then your school of thoughts would be different, and your nation of people, African Americans, would come to the high existence. You're supposed to be in the ways of Abraham. If you are in the ways of Abraham, which you will not break the dietary laws, then your mind of your children after 2 to 3 generations would go back to the elevation and the mindset of the ancient. That's why in the book it tell you don't remove the ancient landmarks in Proverbs. Now, when you go back to that mind, you have to breed these babies. You have to go into a system to breed these babies to get out of this system. And you can't do it overnight. It ain't going to be done overnight. You have to have a mass exodus of a good nation of people that for you to look at is look at the children of the Nation of Islam. Look at the women of the Nation of Islam. This is an example of what a Christian should look like. But if I look at the Christian woman and the Christian child, he don't look like that. You know, so that was once an African American that came out of being a white man's school of thoughts and went back into your school of thoughts. Look at their children. Just look at them. Look at their children versus your children. Look at their women versus your women. When they go to church, when they go to the mosque, women sit on one side, men sit on the other side. So you ain't got no controversy in that. When you go to a Christian church, you sit all hugged up next to Sally Sue and trying to coo. And you don't do no hugging and kissing and all of that. Men do the 5 points of fellowship, and the women do 5 points, but you don't do that amongst the Muslims, of the people that believe in the ways of Abraham. Judaism is way more stricter than Islam is right now. So we once had a way of life, and we have got out of it. So the only way that we can clear up is to explain to the Christians how we have to use this method. We have to use the Bible, and we have to study with the Jews so we can break the system. Only a few people will come out.